Heinrich Dieters, Trails and Open Space Manager, says now that the executive committee is named, they plan to bring a conservation recommendation to City Council in January.
City Council, representing the citizens of Park City, will be the ultimate authority in making decisions based on uses, etc. The other key point of that is Wendy's role is doing the data collection, the resource inventory, which is really the keystone of all good planning.
Wendy Fisher, Director of Utah Open Lands, says it's a broad-based group that's involved in the planning.
Kind of your jurisdictional taxing authorities that include a lot of the entities that funded part of the purchase. And then the other stakeholders really are what we see as kind of technical expertise. And they include a lot of the nonprofit organizations that were involved in raising money. So you have the Mountain Trails Foundation, Summit Land Conservancy, Wasatch Backcountry Alliance, Save Our Canyons. Those groups will help us, one, because they have different user groups and constituent bases, but they also have certain expertise.
The executive committee now meets frequently and plans to update City Council every 6 weeks. Dieters says the public will have opportunities to weigh in. The next council update is August 21st.
And that's Councilman Bierman, the mayor, Jack Thomas, myself, Wendy, some other staff. We're meeting every other week. And we're rolling out the schedules, the communication plans. Utah Open Lands has put out a survey. And we're also reviewing the data as it comes in from the resource inventory. And then peppered in through those are just sort of some additional public meetings that we'll have with those stakeholders. And what staff want to make sure, as well as council, is that there's ample opportunities, whether it's through social media, et cetera, as well as like public meetings, that the public can come and they can provide comment.
Park City taxpayers and many other entities, both private and public, donated to the Bonanza Flat purchase. Fisher says they plan to do a lot of listening, but the science is going to drive the conservation designation on Bonanza Flat.
We're not going to let the contributors dictate what they'd like to see on the land, because that's poor planning. And we're talking about perpetuity. We are not talking about the next 5, 10, 15 years. We're talking about a piece of property that we don't want to love to death, because it is not just a watershed, but it also is a recreation area. And I would really advise people to think about the fact that, again, we are going to base this on what historic use patterns have been, current use patterns are, from animals to humans. We found a unique, potentially rare flower that's up there. So, I mean, there's a lot of data still to be collected.
The property has been private for generations, and no trespassing signage is still present. Fisher says sometimes conservation values have conflicts, and the city is aware that recreation activities such as snowmobiling have occurred on Bonanza Flat for years. Historic usage will be taken into account for establishing the conservation values on the property. Fisher says there's a survey out now to help gather that information.
Park City is the landowner, and in all conservation easements, you're working with the landowner, working with their priorities, what they'd like to see happen for a particular piece of property. We're trying to give as much information about this new acquisition as possible to the city so that they know as they're making that decision what to do. But yeah, I think they're going to be acting on the best interest of the Park City residents.
Fisher says there are many ways to get involved in the preservation process.
We will shortly be having a Bonanza Flat Facebook page that's solely dedicated to what's happening, whether it's citizen science, we're doing some water quality testing. They can also, if they'd like to find out more or if they'd like to volunteer for some of these citizen science opportunities, we're also doing a naturalist collection, getting artists and photographers to lead people up on the land to kind of, you know, express the value of Bonanza Flat in an artistic way. If you'd like to get involved with some of that, you can contact Marie at UtahOpenLands.org.
Fisher says common sense should dictate how people use the land right now. There are no fires allowed and there are no facilities, so if you camp there, you pack everything out. For those interested in getting involved and or taking the survey, contact parkcity.org or UtahOpenLands.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.